So now we'll discuss joint physical custody versus joint legal custody. So let's say here now everything's being equal, both mom, dad. Right, nowadays it can be both moms and both dads, right, depending on the marriage. Given that everything is equal, same school district, both are equally minded folks, income is the same, all is the same, then they would have then perhaps think about joint physical or joint legal custody. And that definitely will you want to have in an agreement. The joint physical custody is the right of both parents to have the child reside with each of them for alternating, but not necessarily equal periods of time. And this is also called shared physical custody. Now we know that not all things may be equal, but for some reason, one parent tends to says, well, I'm moving as far away as I can, and I'm moving from Orlando, Florida, all the way down to Miami. Well, remember, it is the parents who are divorcing each other, not the children divorcing the parents, or the parents divorcing the children. You hope not, right? That the parents divorcing the children. It can happen. But we can say that perhaps in this situation, although everything else may remain equal, it would not be in the interest of the child to uproot the child from the school district in the middle of the school year, where the friends are there, family support is there, so then we have to look at it a bit closer. So in some instances, we may say that one parent, that the scale may be tipped then a bit towards that one parent who will remain in the school district area. You know that the courts like to go from the standpoint that both parents have the right to have equal time with the children. Or you can go from the other way, that the children have the right to spend equal time with the parents. If we're looking from the best interest of the child, we'll look at it from the child's perspective. We'll say the child has the right to spend equal time with both parents, given that they're saved, given that all the criteria I've met for the child doing so. Next discussion is the joint legal custody, and it is the right of both parents to make the child rearing decisions on healthcare, education, religion, discipline, and the general welfare. And it's also called the shared legal custody. We already talked about it earlier, what legal custody is. We talked about giving about a situation where one parent may have anger issues. So we may want to, the parents may decide to withhold that discipline custody from away responsibility from that one parent. How about a parent, and I've had that, who is known for drinking and driving and still believes that he would be the best parent to, since he is home or she is home a lot, to drive the child home from school? Question mark, right? So these are things, are discussions to be had between the parents.